Welcome back. This is Peter Rosenberger. I am talking to Dr. Daniel Clausen from Vanderbilt University, professor of neurology over there, who deals with three very, very difficult diseases. He deals with several other things, but these are the three big ones that he deals with: Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and Huntington's. And I just got a text in, by the way, during the break from someone who had a friend with Huntington, and they expressed the rage that this couple had over this issue and the things that they were dealing with. And it's very overwhelming. It's a tough diagnosis to have this. And you bring such a compassion and such a heart to this, but also as a man of science, you're able to delve into these things, and you're on the forefront. You're speaking on this. You just got back from somewhere where you're speaking nationally. I mean, you're doing all kinds of stuff. And I just am really proud to know you, and thank you for taking the time.
I would take this chance just to explain a little bit about terminology, because sometimes it's confusing. When we use the word dementia, we're referring to just when a person's memory or cognitive abilities have changed such that they're increasingly reliant on other people in order to get through day-to-day life. That's really a diagnosis of dementia. And so you can have dementia from so many things. You can have it from strokes, you can have it from traumatic brain injury, you can have it from Alzheimer's disease, you can have it from Parkinson's disease, you can have it from Huntington's disease that we've been talking about recently. So that's just one of those terminologies that gets thrown around, that when you explain kind of what the word means, it's just an umbrella word for just memory problems that are so severe that you can't look after yourself.
I mean, is that like the word senility?
Yeah, that kind of similar. Yeah, it's similar to that. So, yeah, it's a word that I always explain to patients. As a dementia is just the state that you're currently in.
When you have senility, when you have dementia, if you have dementia, what is the difference between dementia and Alzheimer's symptomatically?
Well, dementia, again, just means an umbrella term for when your memory or your cognitive capabilities are impaired such that you need help in life. Your activities of daily living are impaired. That's what dementia is. So Alzheimer's disease is just the most common pathologic process that occurs in the brain that can cause dementia. And so if you look at in the United States, it's definitely the most common cause of memory loss that leads to dementia. But I guess senility is an older word that really referred to, I guess, the fact that most people were having this problem with the older they got. And it's not a word we typically use in medical parlance anymore, but that's the same kind of idea. Does that make sense?
It does. And
in the same way that many diseases can give you a rash, but a rash is
right.
Not a disease.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Yeah.
So if you get, see, John, this is why John's here. He is just.
He's good about rashes, huh?
Hey, no comment.
So you could have somebody that is getting advanced in age and they exhibit dementia, but that
Correct.
Does not mean that they are on the path towards Alzheimer's.
It doesn't mean that their dementia is from Alzheimer's disease. Exactly. So that's why if you're having memory problems or a change in cognitive abilities, then you go see, it's usually a neurologist or sometimes psychiatrists who deal with this. And usually you'll get through things like an MRI scan of the brain, and they'll make sure there's been no strokes. Sometimes you'll do kind of a paper-pencil cognitive test to determine what part of your memory is good, what part of your memory you're struggling with, and that kind of give you a clue as to what the cause for the memory loss is.
Well, see, this is, and I think a lot of people assume that. Now, what is early onset?
So early onset is really a term that describes folks that are having these symptoms before the age of 65. So if you're under the age of 65 and you've got memory problems, that's considered early onset. And if you end up finding that it's Alzheimer's disease, early onset Alzheimer's disease is kind of a diagnosis. It's really based on that 65-year mark. It's kind of an arbitrary mark that people put just so that it helps kind of scientists and physicians kind of think through, how you're going to design clinical trials, how you design studies to assess what problems are occurring in people that have it earlier versus later.
Well, before we go to the next break here, I just wanted to ask you again, what are some of the things that are out there that are on the forefront of treatment of Alzheimer's that you see coming down the pike?
I think Alzheimer's, let me say this. Neuroscience in general is really exploding in terms of research. There's a lot of interest in trying to come up with therapies that will basically, hopefully, prevent Alzheimer's. or other diseases. In the case of Alzheimer's disease, there's some very interesting studies where you can actually use your immune system to attack the pathology in the brain and rid it such that you won't ever get Alzheimer's disease. And so those studies have just started.
That's just fascinating. I mean, that truly is fascinating.
We'll see how those turn out. But, you know, if there's a disease that we really need a cure, it's definitely the neurologic diseases because they are so debilitating and tragic.
Well, in Huntington's, it's really, I mean, I hate to say this, but it's a pretty grim diagnosis. There's not a cure, and it's going to get worse. It's going to get bad worse. It's not like it's just you're going to kind of fade off into oblivion. This takes you down a very, very difficult suffering road for family members and the individual and for their family.
It does, and what I always comment to my medical students or residents that are with me, and when we start a Huntington's clinic, I'll say, at the end of this clinic, you're going to know what the word resilience means. Because what I've found in my Huntington's patients is they are some of the most resilient people I've ever met. They have tremendous courage, and they have tremendous fortitude for how they face their problems. Mm. But you're right, it is a tragic disease, but that doesn't prevent us from fighting as much as we can.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about that and with families and so forth. Rachel, thank you so much for that question. Thank you so much for calling in. We'll be right back. Don't go away. If you want to call in, 615-737-9522.
Caregiving for a loved one often means cleaning up spills and, well, quite truthfully, a lot of yucky stuff. Do you really have time to go to the grocery store and rent a carpet cleaner? You're taking care of your loved one. Let Professional Carpet Systems take care of the carpet, rugs, and upholstery. They clean mine. Spring cleaning time is here. Mention my name and get a 10% discount. If your mom is taking care of your dad, this is a great gift. Call Professional Carpet Systems today at 615-241-0830 or visit PCSNashville.com.